This is Hot Girl Happy Hour, where I discuss all things pop culture, lifestyle, and hot. I'm your self-appointed dream girl, Noelle, and I'm back with another Dream Girl Simulation episode. Today is three questions you need to ask yourself before deciding who your dream girl is. So question number one is, what are the traits about myself that I absolutely love? I think it's really good to focus on the good in yourself instead of thinking about more of what you need to improve on, because it's easier to improve like something that's already there than it is to improve something that doesn't exist. I like how friendly I am, and I think I'm a very welcoming person. So instead of me being like hung up on how awkward I am, I choose to acknowledge how friendly I am and how people that do get to know me really do like me and like that about me. So I think that's what all people need to do. It's also surrounding yourself with people who actually compliment you. I think sometimes it's normal to think that like, oh, well, like my circle of friends or my significant other or the people in my life just aren't big complimenters. But when you find people that are, you're like, oh, this is so normal for people to validate me. So surround yourself with people that see the good in you and then highlight your good. Next question is, what is my least favorite part of my life or a habit that I struggle to commit to? Lately, I feel like I have been on autopilot mode with working and career-wise, which is like not exactly what I strive to do. I like want to be like, oh, I love every aspect of my life. I love working. I romanticize everything. But sometimes you have to figure out what parts of your day you need to go on autopilot mode. I think it's like similar, but kind of opposite to romanticizing a bad part of your day. Like, what I tell myself on rough weeks when I'm on autopilot mode is do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. And that gets me through as a sort of affirmation. When I was working at an at-home job, I really hated working in the mornings. I would have to wake up at like 6 a.m. just to work. And that's when I really, really started like romanticizing my mornings and getting up even earlier than I had to and making the best of my mornings, you know, like walking a mile, learning to make really good breakfasts by myself, even though I just had a baby. So there's like romanticizing a bad part of your day. And then there's the opposite of like, turn on autopilot mode, pretend it's a simulation and get through the rough part of your day. Once you figure that out, it's easier to focus on the good, in my opinion. Podcast that I really like is Fun on Weekdays, where she talks about like, you like, of course, some people dislike their jobs or whatever, or wherever they are in life. So they like live for the weekends. But I think making your life the best, even on weekdays, is really important. Number three is, how can I prepare myself for when my dream life does start? Lately, I've been thinking that there's no reason for me to be bored or distracted because there's always so much that I can be doing. And I think about if the perfect life in the perfect opportunity presented itself to me, like if I were on Indeed and saw the perfect job, like that I've been wanting my whole life, is my resume even up to date? Do I have the skills, or am I just making excuses and not learning things that I could be learning? If the perfect person comes in, you know, have you done the inner healing that you're prepared for a good relationship? Are you prepared for the life you want? So I like to ask myself, what can I improve so that when my dream life does start, I don't have to do any work and I can just live? But those are three questions I think you should ask yourself before you decide who your dream girl is. Next episode of my Dream Girl series is going to be writing a letter to your future dream girl. So stay tuned for that. You guys have